All right, 20 past, Marin in for Cedar. This is the last day of it. Have a good holiday. Sam will be back on the 2nd, I'm assuming. Got to do a little thing now. Dean Obadala is still here. I'll say goodbye to him in a second. How much time I got? We should do it. Yeah, I got plenty of time. Let me just take this call real quick. Zoe, how are you? Zoe in Louisville. Zoe.
Dear.
How are you, dear?
I am just great. I'm glad to hear that you got the package.
I did. Thank you for the CDs. I was going to try and play one of them for the bumper music, but it's like one whole radio show with you hosting. And
oh, yeah, I know.
With
I
the
know.
Christmas music, but it didn't work out.
I know. It's some funny stuff, though. I thought you
and now I'm going to listen to it.
And the Bootsy stuff is,
that's good. It's
is
good
for
times.
Your wife.
Yeah, okay, I'll give that to her. And thank you for all your support. I'm going to do a thing with our friend now.
You're welcome, sweetie. And listen, make sure that Sammy knows that he needs to spend a few days home every month at just, you know, to enhance his Jewness, okay?
Okay, Zoe, thank
you. Either that or you two have a radio show together called Two Jews Go Into a Studio.
Okay, maybe we'll try it.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too. And now to help us reflect in our times of sorrow and look back on the lives of the recently departed, we present grief correspondent on the phone this week, Mort Mortensen, with our weekly remembrance.
As the people of a grieving nation come together to mourn, to remember, and finally to find hope, Morning's Edition joins with them to mourn, remember, and find hope as well. And so we bring you the stories of those who have lost their lives, those who inspire us to carry on. Here now is Morning's Edition grief correspondent, Mort Mortensen.
Oh.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah. Wow. Morning's Edition.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, good morning, Sam. Yeah.
Good morning, Mort.
Rose Maddox, co-founder of Häagen-Dazs. Rose Maddox, who over 40 years ago started Häagen-Dazs ice cream with her husband, died recently after fatally choking on her newest flavor, pralines and fur.
Yeah.
Oh, it was way back in 1960 when her husband first came up with the now celebrated name of Häagen-Dazs, two ancient Scandinavian words that, when put together, mean diabetic coma.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I think I got that fat bug.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to relatives, during the struggling company's early years, Rose would offer free samples in grocery stores. Then she started bringing ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's rough.
In 1983, Maddox decided to sell the business to Nestle's after a disastrous attempt to compete with Ben & Jerry's with such flavors as Nutty Nazi Fudge and Cookies and Death.
Oh. Yeah, you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I wish you were here to give me a tissue.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
Just use your sleeve there. It's okay.
Maddox requested her body be crammed into a waffle cone by a bored teenager making $4 an hour, and then lowered into a bin full of stale lint-covered M&Ms.
The lint is a recurring theme. Yeah.
Joseph Barbera.
Ah.
Social commentator.
Yeah.
Joseph Barbera, who teamed with William Hanna to torture generations of American children with some of the worst animation in cartoon history, died of injuries last week after the confused 95-year-old tried to dress a 500-pound brown bear in a pork pie hat and a starched collar.
Yeah.
Stunt paramedics who arrived at the scene declared him deader than the average cartoonist.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh, got allergies.
Mm. It's a bad time of year for that.
Barbera is best loved for creating the animated domestic sitcoms like The Jetsons, The Flintstones, and a spinoff based on The Flintstones' quirky neighbors, The Manstones. Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, well, in one famous episode, after the character Sharon Slatestone is murdered, a baby woolly mammoth being used to vacuum up the crime scene turns to the camera and says, "It's a living."
I got to get that. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube and it's, I don't know, the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
What am I, you know?
I know.
Okay. When reached for comment, Scooby-Doo said, quote, "Rel,
Reavers were always a real rig influence on me. I remember Run Rhyme when Rister Arrera rasped me, Rye, I ricked my rolls. Then Rye rastered, Reavers I ran. Ruh-roh, Scooby Tear.
Oh, no. That was good, Mort. That was good. Yeah.
Thank you. Mortars include O.J. Simpstone, Boutrous Gallstone, John Kenneth Gallstone's son, John Kenneth. James Kenneth Gallstone.
Yeah.
It's so hard to read.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Clintstone, Michael Jackstone, Stone Phillipsstone, and a guy named John Smith.
Oh, yeah, at the end of John Smith.
Yeah. You didn't expect that, did you? No. Sitting there in your fancy New York studio. You know, I'd waited all week out here at my curbstone waiting for the cab.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm doing it in New York this week.
Yeah, well, thanks for the info.
Okay.
Thanks for the info. Oh, how much time we got?
About a minute.
Okay. Well, the deceased requested his remains be buried, accompanied by hilarious skedaddle sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So how things over in New York?
Yeah, things are okay here, man. You know, I miss you. I'll be back out there next week if you want to hang out or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be awaiting your call.
Okay.
Like that'll happen.
Thank you, Mort. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, see ya.
Who's chopping onions?
Oh, God.
Still on the phone. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah.
You got to say who's chopping onions.
Oh, who's chopping onions?
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good holiday. All right. Is he playing piano now? Hang up the phone. All right. We'll be back in a second with David Poland and Dean Obadala. Stay with us.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.